Good evening, gentlemen and ladies, and welcome to the Private Ear Radio Hour, featuring Nehemiah Luckett and the new Duke Ellington Orchestra, and the sound stylings of Ian Denio. I hope you've all done something special for your mother today. Whether that something was a quiet brunch or a simple phone call, it's important to honor that most important woman in your life. And what a better way to honor her than by a night of crime, magic, and mystery. That's right, tonight we offer you not one, not one and a half, but two full episodes of Private Ear's own original series, The Smoker, closing out our first season of auditory excitement.
For your listening pleasure, Private Ear Audio Theater opens the vault and lights up with The Smoker.
My warning, villains. Crime is Satan's henchman. Heed the smoker.
The makers of Camelot cigarettes proudly present another spellbinding tale of justice at the hands of the smoker. Deep within the heart of uncharted Arabia, Lambert Prince, dashing young editor of the Daily Beacon, stumbled upon the fabled gardens of Babylon. There he learned to roll a cigarette whose secret ingredients transform him from flesh and blood to living smoke. Today, he haunts the city streets, aided by his feisty star reporter Virginia Dale, waging a relentless war on crime as the Smoker. Tonight's drama, Crime and Punishment.
Grind of one datura root, the toxin of a rough-skinned newt, gently stir in innocent blood, pop a dollop of graveside mud, death returns to birth, I draw your spirit from the earth, answer my command, did this come from your own hand?
Virginia, I should fire you for this.
And I should quit for that.
I told you to find me a knockout, a home run, a humdinger. With this, we'll be lucky to get to first base.
It's a slow week.
It's a book convention.
The main attraction of a book convention. A newly discovered manuscript by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Why, not since the Brother Karamazov.
It's got no action.
It's a book convention.
I need a front page story today, or tomorrow we'll be opening on page two. Boys, get in here.
Yes, sir.
Where are the boys?
It's just me, sir.
Where's everyone else?
Dredging up stories? You gave your newspaper of record speech yesterday? The one about not coming back until we've called all our cages, rattled some sources, got our stool pigeons to sing like canaries?
Well, you're back. What's the scoop?
I'm the cartoonist, sir.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Fairplay, Playpen.
Penwright.
Right, Penwright.
Penwright, right.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Then tell me, Mr. Penwright.
You can call me Steve.
Tell me, Mr. Steve. Any ideas?
What's the smoker up to? Perhaps there's a story there?
A slow week means low crime, and low crime means no smoke. Ah, who cares? I sold papers before him.
And I sold papers before you both.
Then enlighten us, Miss Dale. How can we sell papers without the smoker?
By not pandering to shock tactics, reporting what's really going on in a big city, even if it is a dead Russian who, like a lot of us, I might add, put a pen to paper and churned out a story. This is a real deal, Lambert. A manuscript from a man who's been dead for over 60 years.
That a fact, huh?
Well, don't quote me on it.
Fine. Get me a source who isn't selling something, and maybe it's front page of Arts and Leisure.
You've never even read Crime and Punishment, have you?
Moby Dick, Crime and Punishment, Yale is coming back to haunt me.
Yeah, who knew Gentleman C's could get you this far?
Virginia?
If you can't see this story for what it is, then find someone else to write it. Meanwhile, I've got a meter maid who can tell me all about the rise in parking tickets.
Virginia? Steve, you ever read Dostoevsky?
Well, yes, but...
I'm going to need 500 words by 5 o'clock tomorrow if it's going to make the early.
But I haven't written more than a caption since high school.
I'll teach you the ropes. Here, you mind driving?
Miss Dale says you never let anyone drive your coupe de ville.
Anyone wearing perfume. You wear perfume, Steve?
No, but I don't have a license. I have a bicycle.
And you can update my calendar while I drive. Matilda keeps messing it up. We're going to Babbitt's Rare Books. Here we are. Write down the address and store hours. Good. Now, lucky for us, I know a doll who works here. Her name is Janet...
Steve!
Sims.
Oh, Janet. Hi.
Oh, and Mr. Lambert Prince, oh, it's an honor to have your patronage. Can I help you find anything?
You two know each other?
Oh, yes. Steve comes here all the time. In fact, there's a book waiting for you, Steve. The Arcane Magic Compendium.
A cartoonist and a magician, eh?
Oh, it's just a hobby of mine.
Think you'll find what you're looking for back there, Mr. Prince. Maybe I can help you with something?
Just browsing.
Really, Mr. Prince, what drove me to magic is the same impulse that drove me to cartooning, to show people the world they live in a different way.
Oh, he's very good.
That's so.
The other day, he showed me this trick with these metal rings. How you made them link and then unlink, I'll never know. It was amazing.
It wasn't.
It was.
Gosh, look at me. I'm blushing.
Mr. Prince... I really don't think you're going to find anything back there.
Oh, you mean to say I can't look back here?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I...
Shouldn't you be up here, Mr. Prince, conducting the interview?
Interview?
Oh, I'm fine. You go ahead, Steve.
Really? Oh, my. Well, okay. Let me get out my notepad here. Okay, so tell me a little about the manuscript, how it was found and what it is, et cetera.
Well, as far as we can tell, the novel was completed in the later part of Dostoevsky's life. And...
Oh, hold on. Let me get that down. Okay, continue.
He started writing it in Siberia while waiting execution.
Execution in Siberia. Got it.
We think the reason it was lost was because it was far too personal, even for him. I imagine he's very upset it's found.
He's very upset?
Was. Would be very upset.
What?
Nothing. It was brought to our attention by a member of Dostoevsky's family, and I authenticated here and gave it over to the book convention, and that's all I really know, okay? Okay, I'm going to be in the back room if you need anything. Okay.
Well, looks like we've got a story.
There's a story here, all right, but this one's between the lines.
What do you mean? I did the interview. You were the one not...
Paying attention? Didn't you notice how she was acting all jittery?
Well, I thought that might have been because...
Looks like she did a little... A little misdirection. Don't you smell the incense in here? It was burnt recently.
So?
So what's anything even remotely flammable doing in a rare bookshop, hmm? And that slip she made.
Slip?
When she referred to Dostoevsky in the present tense. Look at your notes.
He's very upset.
I'm no scholar, but while his body of work may be everlasting, I'm pretty sure his body isn't. Combine that with her jitters and the incense, and I think she's hiding something.
Janet? Oh, no. She would never... What... It all sounds pretty circumstantial. It all sounds pretty circumstantial to me, Mr. Prince. Mm-hmm. I do think the story about the new Dostoevsky manuscript will be fascinating, though. Front page material, for sure!
Steve, the day you know front page material is the day you can pull me out of a top hat and call me Flopsy, Mopsy, or Cottontail. Let's hit the road, Junior.
You'll have to speak up, Miss Havisham.
Oh, it's dreadful, officer. I was at the yacht club when this thing marched in with an axe. You'd think I'm crazy, but I swear it was a ghost.
Help is coming, Miss Barkley. Can you describe the assailant?
Well, he was transparent. Kind of looked like he fled from a gulag. Then there was that axe of his. It took a big chunk out of my leg.
The Daily Beacon, don't shoot the messenger.
Hello? Yes. I'm calling on behalf of the Wilhelm Astor Hotel. We're hosting a rare book convention this afternoon and... Oh, pardon me. I'm about to be attacked by an axe-wielding ghost.
Ugh, not another one. Mr. Prince.
Yes, Matilda? I've had it, Mr. Prince. 7 calls about an axe-wielding ghost and it ain't even noon.
Hold on, I'm coming out. Come again?
It's like I just said, 7 calls and...
About an axe-wielding ghost?
From all over the city.
Matilda, are you sure these calls aren't the same person using a bunch of funny voices? Kids are pretty clever these days.
Can't you send someone over to check it out?
Oh, so now it's a story.
Story? What story?
Haven't you heard, Virginia? There's an axe-wielding ghost.
At the Wilhelm Astor Hotel.
Oh, you don't say.
That's where the last call was from.
Mr. Prince!
I'm glad you left your office. Now I don't have to work up the courage to knock.
How's the story coming, Steve?
Well, I was actually hoping maybe we could write it together.
I'll do you one better. You can write it with Virginia.
Oh, boy.
Lambert, could we have a word?
Certainly, my dear. Just step into my... Ow! 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 What's the idea? Tucking my ear like that.
What's the idea? Sticking me with the new guy. I told you, Lambert, I'm off that story.
I need you to get him off my back. I'm going after that ghost. As the smoker.
Oh, and here I thought you had all your marbles. I'll check the lost and found.
What's so batty about chasing down a spook?
In my years at the Beacon, I've come to believe in a lot of things. Brain-poaching reanimators, mind-control cigarettes...
A crime fighter made of smoke?
But death is the end, Lambert. Death with a period after it, not a dot, dot, dot.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I know I should have waited. But Miss Dale, do you usually start with the headline first, or do you just write and come up with one after?
Go back to college.
I want you both to stop in at Babbitt's and put the squeeze on Janet. Find out what she's hiding!
Oh, come on, kid. Tick-tock.
In a minute, Miss Dale. That knocking took a lot out of me.
Ah, the good old Wilhelm Astor Hotel. Well, it certainly looks like someone took an axe to it. This better not be a hoax. Last thing I need is coming back to Virginia with egg on my face. Hello? Concierge? Strange. The lobby's deserted.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Wilhelm Astor Hotel.
Who said that? Who's there?
Behind the front desk, sir.
Behind?
Down here. I do apologize for the inconvenience, sir, but I'm afraid I've lost too much blood to stand.
Lizzie Borden's bought it. What happened?
It would seem I've been struck in the head with an axe.
I'll say.
As you can imagine, I'm terribly traumatized. Sir, if you're here for the book convention, I'm afraid it's been canceled due to massacre.
Ah. So much for a slow week. Listen, pal, help is on the way, but I need you to tell me exactly what you saw.
Very well, let's see. I was talking on the phone when a ghost with an axe came in and rang the bell.
And then?
He swung at me.
And then?
He signed the guest book. I don't remember much after that.
You sure it was a ghost?
He didn't have any feet.
This guest book, where is it?
Right here, sir.
Let's have a look-see. Wow, you don't say.
Yes, sir.
Where's the hotel library?
On the roof.
Then I'm off to the elevator. After I call an ambulance, of course.
Thank you, sir.
Hello? Open up in there!
Maybe they're closed, Miss Dale.
A rare bookshop closed during a book convention?
Let's just come back later.
Oh, there's something moving. I see someone moving. I can see you!
Oh, Miss Dale, Steve. What a surprise.
Let us in.
Okay.
Smoker. Is that you?
That's just my incense.
It smells nice. It
smells like a fire hazard. What's in that back room there? Where's all that smoke's coming from?
That? Oh, that's the rare book room. Oh, rarer book room.
Can we take a look then?
I'd rather you... Wait! Stop!
What smells so bad that you have to cover it up with... Oh, jeepers, creepers!
I can explain.
You're a witch!
She's a witch?
The symbols on the ground and the candles are supposed to make it easier for spirits to cross into our realm. Supposedly.
Oh, I've done an awful thing.
Hold on, there's no such thing.
It's all right, Janet, you can tell me.
The Dostoevsky manuscript. Oh, I was so torn. The relative seemed so shifty, I knew it had to be a fake, but my expert opinion kept saying it was real. The paper was of the right dating, and the wearing was perfect. I didn't know what to do until I remembered you, Steve.
Really?
Well, those books you always get, the ones on ancient magic. So I tried one of the spells in them, a spell to summon the ghost of Dostoevsky.
Which, you know, is impossible.
No, I thought maybe he could tell me if the book was the real thing. It was sort of a lark. But then it worked, and I was so surprised I nearly lost my hold on him. He saw the manuscript, and he became furious.
Okay, so to review, The fake ghost was mad about the fake manuscript. Continue.
I couldn't hold him in the circle anymore. He broke free, vowing to hunt down the relative who tried to make a quick buck by forging a manuscript in his name. I've been trying to summon him back, but I'm just not strong enough.
Did you see where it went?
Last I knew, he was headed to the Wilhelm Astor Hotel.
Okay, stop. Red light. We're going to settle this once and for all. Lambert is at that hotel, okay? So I'm going to call him and ask him if there is a ghost.
He's there right now?
Where's your phone?
But he doesn't know how strong the ghost is. He could be killed.
No, he couldn't.
We need to help him.
No, we don't.
Well, what do we do?
We need to bring all these supplies to the hotel. I'm not sure how to de-summon the ghost, but we've got to try.
Are you both pretending I'm a ghost right now? Is that what's going on?
Oh, come on!
Come on, Lambert. You've got till the roof to figure out how to fight a ghost. Remember your training. Center yourself. Clear the mind. Oh. Oh. Hey, that's funny. Why is it suddenly so chilly in here?
So, you want fight, eh, comrade?
Fyodor Dostoevsky, I presume.
You get axe instead. Yeah!
Whoa! Easy now, buddy. We're in close quarters. This is the only neck I've got.
Hotelski gets axe, book convention gets axe. Dostoevsky give them all the ox.
His aim's a lousy, but it only takes one to connect. Now cut that out, you bearded Bolshevik!
Cut it out? Duh. Chop, chop!
I'd like to rephrase that.
Dostoevsky tired of puny Manovich.
Hey, come back here! Unruly Ruski flew up through the ceiling. I don't like the sound of that.
Das Vidanya elevator!
Oh! Plummeting perils! He cut the wires! This elevator's gonna hit rock bottom any second! I've got one chance. If I can turn into the smoker, I'll survive the impact. Come on, where's my silver cigarette case? There! I got my special smokes, now for my lighter. Come on, come on! Light already! I just put fluid in this thing, why won't it catch?
Between two lovers on a pleasant spring afternoon.
Oh, Lancelot, I do so cherish our clandestine encounters together in my lonely bedchamber.
And I, my queen, cherish the king's fondness for hunting. Were it not for his afternoons in the royal forest, we would never find time to encounter one another.
Lancelot?
My queen?
Be that a cigarette you take in thine hand?
Tis.
But I hath never known you to smoke before.
Guinevere, really? I always follow our conquests of the flesh with pleasures of the leaf.
Yea, and I always follow them with napping.
Yea.
But on this day I do not nap, and so I see you smoke.
Yea.
But Lancelot, what of the other knights who smoke? Always they be hacking and wheezing with a stink on their breath. I smell no stink on yours.
Guinevere, you never shall. You never know from smelling. There's a secret that I've got. You'd never find no telling sign. That's why I'm never caught. No hacking cough, no yellow teeth. Just mellow flavor and relief. You'd never know my secret. I smoke Camelot.
And now, Camelot Cigarettes presents the second act of The Smoker. Left Lambert Prince, the ghost of Dostoevsky had severed the wires of an elevator, sending him plummeting to an almost certain destruction.
Das Vidanya elevator!
As he plummets, Lambert fumbles frantically with the lighter that could save his life.
Come on, light already!
Then, with seconds to spare, the lighter sparks and ignites the end of his cigarette. Breathing a sigh of relief, Lambert takes a long, hearty drag and becomes the smoker.
Just in the flick of time.
The elevator meets its destination with devastating intensity. After wafting through the rocky rubble, the smoker is met once more by the ghost of Dostoevsky.
Heed the smoker, Dostoevsky. I know learning someone passed a manuscript off as yours is upsetting, but you're really overreacting.
Who are you? Where is Puny Manovich?
I am the warrior who will put an end to your axe-wielding ways. Now, let's have a real fight this time. Ephemeral versus ephemeral.
I will slice you to smithereenskis. Bah!
Right through me! Your axe holds no power against the particles of smoke. Now it's time to teach a great Russian author a lesson.
I will teach real lesson to you, Smithereenski. I punish all who think manuscript is real, Makoyevich. Yeah!
Right through me again. We're at a standstill, but I can't give up. For every moment he's sparring with me, the rest of Big City is safe.
Careful with that vial. We need the blood of an innocent in order to perform the ritual.
Is this blood yours?
Yes. The herbs are from my garden.
And why is all this junk going down to the basement of the hotel?
Oh, that's where the hotel vault is. There's a copy of the manuscript inside. It's the only place I know the ghost might go.
Oh, you'd think they'd let a stairwell better for their customers.
Did I say you could put down the cauldron?
It's heavy, okay? All you have is a book.
Marked at a very specific page.
Oh, did you see the lobby? We should be armed to the teeth. There's a bearded lunatic with a hatchet in this hotel who thinks he's Dostoevsky.
It is Dostoevsky.
So what's the plan?
When we hit the basement door, you kick it open and I'll start chanting while you make a circle with the salt.
Right.
Virginia.
What?
Your job is crucial. I need you to center the cauldron in the circle. Make sure it's in the exact center and then find Lambert. He may need first aid.
Then the candles, right?
5 for the edges of a pentagram.
I hope he doesn't blow them out.
Oh, this is never going to work.
I believe in you.
Let's just do this.
That's the spirit. There's the basement door. Are we ready?
Ready.
Now, Steve!
But why can I not hit you?
Keep trying, comrade.
Well, sparring spirits.
It's the smoker fighting Dostoevsky.
You know, I really shouldn't be surprised.
It's not a very exciting fight.
Oh. Yeah, they just kind of keep going right through each other.
Smoker!
Miss Dale, you've got to get out of here. I can't stop him.
I think we can, but you've got to keep him distracted.
The candles are set up.
Now light them. Virginia, the cauldron.
Cauldron down. Lambert, you down here?
Steve.
My lighter's broken.
Use mine.
Got it. What is this? It is meddling little girl who summoned me from Netherworld?
Pay attention to me, you Soviet spook.
You got Ock.
Janet, watch out. He's racing right for you.
Bolts of blinding light be binding! Why am I stuck? What is happening?
Steve!
I don't believe it!
Oh, look, a lightning bolt shot out of his hands and lassoed Dostoevsky.
Excellent work, Steve! Don't let him go!
Yet! Let me go!
Quick, Steve! Pull him down into the cauldron and I'll send him back to the netherworld!
Okay, I'll try!
Return, return, return.
You cannot do this. I must get revenge.
Hurry, I can't hold him any longer.
Some overstayed time and crushed 10 bane. Return, spirit, from whence you came. Bay, basil, oregano, and dill. Never again shall you kill.
Yeah! Hey, where is the smoker?
He probably didn't want to be interviewed.
I wouldn't have. Well, not right after that.
Steve, a lightning bolt came out of your hand.
Oh, yeah, I told you I didn't manage it.
I thought you meant kids' parties.
Well, that too.
But how?
I don't know. I just saw you in danger, and the words came to me.
You were incredible, Steve.
You were incredible too, Janet.
Someone want to give me a hand here?
Oh, Lambert, you're all right.
To a point. That ghost trapped me in the elevator, and I missed the whole thing.
Talk about a front pager. Gee golly, wow. I mean, you got the ghost of Dostoevsky, right? Being like, whoosh, you get X, because someone forged his ancient novel, and then I'm like, take that, ghost of Dostoevsky, lightning from my hands. Now that is news with a capital N.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure, and I have to hand it to you, Steve. This is quite a story. I think congratulations are in order, right, Lambert? Lambert?
It stinks.
What?
What?
You heard me.
I know it sounds fantastical, Mr. Prince, but you saw the ghost, and Miss Dale and I fought it with Janet. This is really what happened.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, and I'm not saying it's shoddy writing.
Well, then what are you saying, Lambert? There's not a soul in this town who wouldn't buy a paper with this kind of story on the cover.
Yeah.
Sure, they'll buy. There's half a dozen tabloid rags in this town with better circulation than most Olympic gymnasts. But you have a responsibility when you're the newspaper of record.
Lambert, we haven't been the newspaper of record since your father was in charge.
Well, I'm trying to get it back. And to do that, I've got to be responsible.
No, the only responsibility you have is to the truth, no matter what kind of newspaper you are.
What good is reporting the truth if no one believes you? If we start reporting on ghosts and goblins and Sasquatch and aliens, our integrity goes down the tubes and no one will believe us no matter what we report. Besides which, the forger escaped.
You've got it backwards, Lambert. Sure, the forger got away, but Janet Sims, one of your own reporters, and the smoker saved the city from a ghost bent on killing us all. What's a better story than a first-hand account? No one else can run that. It's supernatural, but it's the truth. Who are you to decide who gets to hear it? And once you start deciding, who's to tell you where to stop?
Huh. You never seem to have a problem doing that, Virginia.
Oh, dear. I'm not interrupting anything, am I? I just came to get Steve.
You came to get him?
Oh, dear.
Yes, I have a car.
Steve doesn't drive.
I know. He prefers to bike.
Thanks, Janet.
Well, car or no car, I was just telling Steve what a great job he did on his first, front page story.
Oh, Steve, that's wonderful. We'll have to celebrate.
Really, Mr. Prince? Oh, gosh, I'm blushing again. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
And thank you, Miss Dale.
Yeah, have fun now, you two. And thanks for saving the city. Well, that was awfully decent of you, Lambert, but are you really going to run that story on the front page?
Virginia, if I ever run that kind of rubbish, please be the first in line to saw me in half.
Anytime, Lambert.
You've been listening to The Smoker, starring Jacob Troy with Katie Hartman as Virginia Dale. Smoker is directed by Eli Taylor, with music by Nehemiah Luckett and sound design by Ian Denier. Tonight's transcribed story was by J.H. Nilrat and was based on characters created by Wes Rhodes. And the cast were Kevin Conroy, Aviva Lauper, Owen Scott, and Chet Siegel. Your announcer, Daniel Kelly.
No matter how the cards are cut, crime is a fool's game. Heed the smoker.
All the characters and places named are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by Private Ear Audio Theater.